Hello and welcome everyone back to the Hold for Hold Pro Wrestling Channel. I am your host Hyman, and today is a very special day. We are going to be covering Brock Lesnar's starter pack. Before we get too far into that, I would love for you guys to please subscribe to the channel, hit that little notify bell, it goes ding when you do it, I think, and leave a comment, like this video, you know, the things that YouTubers need to continue making YouTube videos. That's what we need here at Hold for Hold to continue to grow this channel. But enough of the whole spiel, you've heard it a million times. Today, what I hope you've never heard is a pro wrestling playlist, because that's what these starter packs are. They are my version of a pro wrestling playlist. I wanted to give you guys a really fun and interchangeable list of matches that you could watch to get to know Brock Lesnar. As I mentioned in my channel introduction video, which you can watch right there. Hopefully I'm really smooth with that editing. I was a Laps fan. I left around 2010, right? And I missed out on a lot of great wrestling. When I came back to pro wrestling in 2014, 2015, I didn't really know the landscape anymore. A lot of things had changed, and it was hard for me to reintroduce myself to characters or to be introduced to characters because I didn't understand where they stemmed from. And today I'm hoping to solve that issue with this pro wrestling playlist, these starter packs. So yeah, today we're going to introduce the starter pack series. I hope to continue doing these and expand it to not just pro wrestlers, but also promotions, match types, wrestling styles, anything really. I would love to hear what you guys want to see next on these. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar made his main roster debut in 2001. I know, 21 years ago? Man, that's a long time ago. But the Beast Incarnate always had those just early signs that he was going to be the next big thing. And he was even labeled as such, managed by Paul Heyman back in the day. He was kind of like the OG Heyman guy in WWE and continued to be further along in his career. He is truly a one of a kind athlete and competitor and character. You've never seen someone built like him be so technically sound as well as just scary. I mean, this is, as we'll see, I kind of broke down his career in these two categories as to both highlight his freight train ability as a powerhouse, but also to highlight his technical capabilities, because let's not forget, he is an NCAA champion. He's held his own in that squared circle with Olympians. He went on to the UFC and became their world heavyweight champion, so the man knows what he's doing. Speaking of the UFC, his portion in that company takes up a bit of time that we've kind of lost in his WWE record. So we're going to cover matches that took place between 2001 to 2004, and then from 2012 coming back into present day, because yeah, we did miss a little bit of time with Brock Lesnar, which was kind of a shame because he had some great opponents he could have continued to have, but there's no shortage of stellar matches with him. So let's go ahead and look over at this beautiful graphic I have made. This is probably like the eighth version of it, to be honest, but made this beautiful graphic. We're going to start here at Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk at SummerSlam 2013. This is a great showcase of both Brock Lesnar's technical ability and his scary and overpowering nature. And CM Punk is just a perfect opponent for this because CM Punk will take anything that he's thrown, you know? So this is where I think if you've never watched a Brock Lesnar match, or if you don't understand the Beast Incarnate, the Suplex City Man, this is a perfect place to introduce yourself to his wrestling style, his character work, and just the overall sense of fear that is attached to Brock Lesnar. And I should mention earlier, I'm not really gonna spoil these matches because I do want you to go watch these. I don't want to review them. I want you to see what I mean. And I hope that this is still an adequate explanation of things. From there, I have a couple branches that you can go off on. You don't need to watch all of these matches. You can go off on your own little adventure. So for a more violent showcase, a little thing, something that is a little more gut-wrenching, we have Brock Lesnar and John Cena's SummerSlam encounter the following year in 2014. And this is shocking. This is a never-before-seen levels of aggression towards John Cena, a person that they built to the very foundation of the WWE, and Brock Lesnar rocked that foundation. And that's about as much as I'm going to give away in this match. It's just something that I think is going to be talked about in a crowning achievement for Brock Lesnar's career. Some may argue that him and Cena's SummerSlam or Extreme Rules match from the same year was a better overall match. And I'm not going to argue against that. I think that that match is very good, had the wrong person win, but it was very good. And it has some very memorable moments. But this is like the core of something that would continue to grow with Brock Lesnar. On the other side of that, we have something that's more technical than the CM Punk match, and that being Brock Lesnar's bout with Daniel Bryan at Survivor Series 2018. This is my personal favorite Brock Lesnar match on this list, on this pack, because it casted doubt in me as a fan when I was watching this live. Daniel Bryan had just turned heel on AJ Styles, who, I would like to mention, faced Brock Lesnar the Survivor Series before this, and their match is also very good. But this one's, personally, I added this one instead. So Daniel Bryan, freshly heel. He's the WWE champ, Brock Lesnar, the Universal Champion. This is a champion versus champion match. And it's one of the few times in the last 4 years that I felt doubt that Brock Lesnar was going to win. But yeah, very fun match. Bryan had talked about in interviews leading into this, he's been wanting to face Brock Lesnar. He wanted a more UFC shoot style match in his resume in the WWE, and Brock Lesnar is obviously that perfect opponent for him, and these two gelled perfectly. Brock loves working with smaller guys, people that are also technically sound, that he feels comfortable. He put a lot of trust in Bryan here, and I won't reveal why, because you do need to go watch this. This is a very fun match. So yeah, if you're more on that good old-fashioned workhorse, go down that route. That's a very fun road. And right in between these two paths, there's a fun mixture of both of these styles. It's Brock Lesnar versus John Cena versus Seth Rollins at the Royal Rumble in 2015. This match is stellar. Everybody gets their moments to shine, and it truly felt like it was anyone's ball game. Anyone could have walked out of there the winner. I think this is like a great showcase of both, like, Brock doing great power moves, but also being technically sound enough to go hold for hold with Seth Rollins and even Cena. Next up, we're going to talk about possibly his most like violent match that I could stomach, at least, and I think this is really good, as it's the best showcase of that violent streak in Brock Lesnar. This is Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker at Hell in a Cell 2015. Now, elephant in the room, I did not include the streak, the streak breaking match in this pack. I felt that the match itself isn't the best. It is truly made by the moment of him winning. So right off the bat, I didn't want to include it for that reason. It also is tough to watch in hindsight because of The Undertaker's injury. But this match right here, Hell in a Cell 2015, they are in a grudge match. This feels like Undertaker's vengeance match. This is truly now Brock Lesnar feels untouchable, and The Undertaker feels out to pasture. And that resentment could be felt, and it's beautifully done. The match is bloody, it's shocking, and it has just a level of realism that I don't expect from WWE, and I really enjoyed. So yeah, that's, if you're bloodthirsty, which I know some people are, this is the match to check out. I would still do that match before on that more violent side, because I think that is a great start to understand, but this is the most violent that I can personally stomach. Now, for those workhorse fans, his most technical match, and this is definitely his most critically acclaimed match, would be his clash with Brock, with Kurt Angle, 60-minute Iron Man match on the September 18th, 2003 episode of Friday Night SmackDown. This is widely considered the best WWE TV match in history, and I'm not going to argue against it. It lives up to the hype. Now, they had clashed, they have clashed before this at WrestleMania 21, if I'm not wrong, in that main event, which is a stellar match, don't get me wrong. But this is a real showcase of, like, this guy can go. And so early on in his career, 2 years into his professional wrestling career, if I have that correct, just 2 years at the least, 2 years into his main roster career, he's putting on an innovative classic with Kurt Angle, someone who has been considered one of the greatest pro wrestlers ever. And for Brock Lesnar to be able to go hold for hold, toe to toe with him for 60 minutes is outstanding. It is my favorite, personal favorite Iron Man match I've ever watched. There are some contenders for that, don't get me wrong. But I do love this match, and this is a very technically sound match, and it still has some great moments in there too, like some great sports entertainment moments that I think everyone can enjoy. So let's end this on the most fun match that features Brock Lesnar. It's going to be the Fatal 4-Way match at SummerSlam 2017 between Brock Lesnar, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, and Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship. Absolute chaos is the best way to describe this match. I was watching this live and I remember being shocked by just how fast-paced this match was. It's as good as you can get in a Fatal 4-Way. Normally, when there's that many people, there's a lot of rest spots, and this did not have that. This kept its pace the entire time it was on, and I couldn't recommend it more. It was truly a surprise to see him in a role like this, in a Fatal 4-Way match with these competitors, because at the time he was mostly just doing one-on-ones, and they were kind of the same thing. They were Suplex City, F5, win. This kind of reminded you just how great Brock Lesnar can be, and that's why I'm ending it off on that match itself. Now, we could talk about some honorable mentions that I personally love, but didn't include because I felt like they were just a little biased. His match with Eddie Guerrero at No Way Out, I believe 2005 or 4, is just one of my favorite pro wrestling moments in history. Obviously, it's the match that Eddie Guerrero wins the WWE Undisputed Championship after some assistance from Goldberg, and a title DDT and a frog splash that is just beautifully done, and the crowd is so into it. I didn't feel like it was super essential to Brock Lesnar's persona, so that's why I didn't include it. And it kind of came at the end of his first run, which is widely considered, you know, he was phoning it in. But yeah, it's a great moment. I also talked about the streak ending match. I'm not going to go any further into it, but it is an honorable mention because it is such a huge history-making moment in the WWE. On that note, though, I will mention Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker's other Hell in a Cell match from No Mercy 2002. This is a core memory for me. My parents recorded the pay-per-view on VHS, and I kept it forever, and I would rewatch this match over and over again. The story leading up is so weird now that I'm really thinking about it. And Brock Lesnar breaks The Undertaker's arm, and so The Undertaker wrestles the mask match in a cast, and you slowly watch that cast disintegrate, and finally his arm is just completely exposed. It's kind of a slow one, and it's not their best Hell in a Cell match. As I mentioned, the best version of that match now, but it was a very great memory for me to relive. I rewatched it recently. It's fantastic for me. But yeah, that is my Brock Lesnar starter pack. Let me know who I should do next. I'm really excited to have introduced this series, and I really hope this helps anyone who, you know, needs to be familiar with Brock Lesnar. But on that note, please, if you watched this far, leave a like, comment, subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.